Hello, my name is Jacek and this is Paulo Panigilski Podcast, episode 7, which I'm recording on a very gloomy, rainy Sunday morning. My energy level is pretty low, which I hoped you would not notice, but then I thought I'd warn you right from the start. To be honest, I had a cup of coffee and it seems like it did the trick. So I'm definitely feeling more energized than I felt an hour ago. But let's move on to today's topic. So, you see, teachers of English, like myself, usually encourage students to use words, but there are some words that students use very often, in fact, too often. We can say that they overuse them. And because they overuse them, they sound repetitive and, as a result, not very interesting. These very popular overused words also prevent them, stop them from learning new ones. The ones which are very interesting and more original. But how can one word prevent you, stop you, from learning a new one, you might ask? Well, it's a very simple process. Your brain is very efficient. It is a very efficient organ and it wants to use as little energy as possible to reach the goal of communicating the message. Chce użyć jak najmniej energii w celu przekazania wiadomości. It wants to use as little energy as possible to reach the goal of communicating the message. So if your brain knows a very universal word that it can use instead of other words that require maybe more energy to recall and pronounce, słowa, które wymagają więcej energii, żeby je sobie przypomnieć i żeby je wymówić, the words that require more energy to recall and pronounce, then the very popular words always win the competition. So, do you need an example of such a word which is overused and prevents us from learning and using other words? Well, I've already used it, I think, at least 10 times in this episode. It's the word very. Very is one of the most overused words in English. And the first solution not to overuse it is straightforward. It's a very simple solution. You need to simply drop it. By the way, a straightforward solution means proste rozwiązanie. A więc prostym rozwiązaniem jest po prostu opuszczenie słowa very w zdaniu, zrezygnowanie z niego. So, if you are tempted to use it in writing, have a second look at the sentence and see if any meaning would be lost if you dropped the word very. If no meaning would be lost, just press the delete key on your keyboard. The second way of dealing with this ubiquitous word, by the way, the word ubiquitous means very common, czyli wszechobecne, wszędobylskie, is to use another stronger adjective instead of a weaker one, which we need to strengthen with the word very. So instead of saying very common, we can say ubiquitous. All right, let's see if you can find single strong adjectives for the weak ones I will use right now. So what is the strong adjective that means very angry? Furious. Very beautiful. Gorgeous. Very scared. Petrified. Very hungry. Like me right now. Haven't had my breakfast yet, just coffee. Starving. Very big. Huge, massive, gigantic. So instead of saying a sentence, let me think of one. Okay, a very beautiful little girl got very scared when she saw a very big, very hungry, and very angry dog. We could say something more interesting by swapping each weak adjective with a very strong adjective. And the sentence would sound like this. A gorgeous little girl got petrified when she saw a massive, furious, starving dog. All right. The third way of avoiding very is using other intensifying adverbs such as absolutely, utterly, highly, deeply, and ridiculously. The first two, absolutely, and the more formal, utterly, love strong adjectives. You remember, the ones that don't need very. So furious, gorgeous, petrified, starving, massive, we can say, absolutely furious, utterly gorgeous, absolutely petrified, utterly starving, and absolutely massive. Highly likes words connected with probability and also positive adjectives. So we can say that something is highly unlikely or that someone is highly respected. The fourth word is ridiculously, and it often joins adjectives that suggest something extreme or surprising. If we are surprised by the fact that something is very expensive, we can say that it is ridiculously expensive. If your boss wants you to come to the office surprisingly early, you can say that it is ridiculously early. And finally, the fifth of the intensifying adverbs I want to talk about is the adverb deeply. Deeply feels good in the company of words associated with feelings. So we can say deeply ashamed and deeply unhappy. Of course, these are only very general. These are only general rules, and we should always check in the dictionary of collocations, which adverb is best suited to a given adjective. Anyway, as a rule of thumb, I hope you remember that a rule of thumb is a rule that is not 100% reliable, but because it's easy to remember, it's very useful. So, as a rule of thumb, you can remember that absolutely and utterly go with strong adjectives, highly with positive ones and the ones about likelihood, probability, ridiculously likes extreme surprises, and deeply feelings. So, let's practice. I'm going to say an adjective. You will repeat it, adding before it an intensifying adverb. So, if I say shocked, you will say, well, shocked is a feeling, so deeply shocked. All right. Cheap. You are surprised that something is cheap. Everything is expensive these days. Ridiculously cheap. Profitable. Profitable is definitely a positive adjective, so highly profitable. Effective. The same story. Effective is good, so highly effective. Unusual. Unusual is connected with probability, so we can say highly unusual. Devastated. Definitely a strong adjective. Absolutely devastated or utterly devastated. Easy. You are surprised that something is easy, so you can say ridiculously easy. And finally, hurt. Hurt is about feeling, so we can say that we feel deeply hurt. And this brings us to the end of today's episode. See you in a few days' time for another one, in which you will find out another secret about the word very. Meanwhile, I would be grateful. I can even risk it and say very grateful if you could share this episode with your friends, enemies, close family members and distant cousins, uncles and aunts. I don't want my audience figures to plateau out, to level off, to level out. You know what I mean. Of course you do, because you listened to previous episodes of my podcast. So, you are my loyal listener. Spread the word. Thank you very much. And hope to see you again soon. Bye.